but it's important that we know how low in the scale they rank as far as trustworthiness and non-corruption. They're one of the most corrupt countries. So why choose somebody from the head of state there who's been there for a long, long time, a bureaucrat, to run an organization that's supposed to ensure fairness? So I wanted to talk to you guys about the WTO, the World Trade Organizations. Now, many Americans understand that a lot of these global organizations that the United States has been associated with haven't been completely fair to the United States. And we know that China is one of the biggest, most corruptive entities out there, with its Communist Chinese Party manipulating currency and being nefarious all around. And that's caused undue harm to the United States. But I want to tell you about why Beijing Biden will only perpetuate the harm done to the American economy and our global standing in the world. So let's go ahead and get right into this. This is a special investigative segment of Big Talk, Little Talk. Now, the original purpose of the World Trade Organization was to ensure that on a global scale, companies would be able to compete fairly on an even playing field. And that is a laughable concept nowadays, understanding the harm that China has caused us. So I want to start with this article. This is from Arise News, talking about Biden's U.S. election victory boosting up a person from Nigeria called Okonjo-Iweala. Now, I don't know how to exactly pronounce this, so moving forward, I'm just going to call her Okonjo. Former confirmation was as WTO Deputy General, or DG. Now, as we know, Donald Trump has always been about America first and putting America in the... Now, as we know, Donald Trump has stepped up to these kind of global organizations like the World Health Organization and the World Trading Organization, and has stepped up to China with his America First approach and policies. It says here that President Donald Trump's administration opposed Okonjo's selection in one of its final acts before the U.S. election, despite the former Nigerian finance minister securing the overwhelming backing of the WTO's 164 members. Now, if you're not familiar with the WTO and China's influence, I recommend that you go and look that up. China has had a lot of corruptive influence in that organization. So I want to move on here. This is from the AP interview. And as we know, Biden has been touting the idea that other foreign leaders have reached out to him, and he's already planning things with those administrations all around the world, France being one of those. France wants Biden to calm disputes. This is coming from the AP. So I want to give you guys two excerpts from this article from the AP. One of them is giving the French minister here's perspective, saying in an interview Tuesday with the Associated Press, French trade minister Frank Raster accused the U.S. under Trump of threatening global commerce by blocking the appointment of the World Trade Organization's next director. The funny thing about this is that Americans know the harm that has been done with all of the exports going, not only jobs, but other important and crucial situations for here in the United States, including our logistics for our medical supply line, as we saw during the COVID pandemic. And we've been treated very unfairly, and Trump has been the only one to stand up to this. But it continues here saying, I hope we are going to be able to rebuild the transatlantic relationship with the Biden administration, Reister said. He said, France is optimistic about the Biden presidency and welcomes Biden's pledge to rejoin 2015 Paris Climate Accord. Now, Donald Trump, as we scroll down here, it says, the U.S. said last month it supports Yoo Myung-hee of South Korea. And I'll tell you why the Trump administration supported this candidate over the Nigerian one that they're touting here, the more China-friendly one. It continues saying that for the job, instead of saying she was the best qualified and dousing hopes for the necessary consensus among WTO member states. That means the body could go weeks, if not months, without a new director. Trump repeatedly accused the WTO of an unfair treatment of the U.S., started a trade war with China in defiance of the WTO system, and threatened to pull the United States out of the trade body altogether, which I think he should have done. But of course, the president can only do so much. Let's continue down this investigation here as we go through these articles. This is coming from Trade Vistas. I wanted to give people a perspective of where Americans are here when it comes to these global organizations. So it says here, Trade Vistas' July 2020 survey of 1,000 adults found that 36% of Americans support leaving the WTO, including 19% who strongly support U.S. withdrawal, and 70% 70% who somewhat support the idea. So there you go. Americans understand that these organizations have been very unfair to us, and if anything, it's inhibited us moving forward. Let's continue here. And this is perhaps one of the most important pieces that I wanted to outline to you guys, because it connects this kind of liberal elite all together, going back to the Clintons. And that's exactly what I wanted to pull from here. As you can see, I highlighted this section. And it talks about the title of it being the highest cost of the China WTO deals. And this has been documented statistically and factually throughout the years as far as the harm to the United States. After the Clinton administration had admitted and allowed China to enter the WTO organization, the administration has proposed to facilitate China's entry into the WTO at a time when the U.S. already has a massive trade deficit with China. In 1999, the U.S. imported approximately $81 billion in goods from China and exported $13 billion, a 6-to-1 ratio of imports to exports that represents the most unbalanced relationship in the history of the United States trade. Now, remind me again, this organization theoretically was supposed to facilitate a fair ground where companies can compete fairly. How is this fair? Now, it gets even worse because it talks about two, while exports generated about 170,000 jobs in the United States in 1999, imports eliminated almost 1.1 million domestic job opportunities for a net loss of 880,000 high-wage manufacturing jobs. With our government being nowhere to be found to assist us and facilitate us with something to replace that, leaving us out in the cold. And this is why most Americans detest these giant global organizations. So I wanted to give you guys a little bit of background about Okonjo, this character from Nigeria. She's part of the People's Democratic Party, who is in charge in Nigeria. There's also another party, I believe it's called All Progressive Party, something like that, but that's irrelevant. So this next article is coming from New Age BD. It says, will next WTO head impose a Gates and Davos agenda? And this is important because it gives us a little background into this character, Okonjo. So it says here, Okonjo comes from senior ministerial post in Nigeria, one of the world's most corrupt states, with a 2019 Transparency International Index of 146 from 180. Now, I'm going to cut to this statistic and come back to this, but it's important that we know how low in the scale they rank as far as trustworthiness and non-corruption. They're one of the most corrupt countries. So why choose somebody from the head of state there who's been there for a long, long time, a bureaucrat, to run an organization that's supposed to ensure fairness? This is coming from Trading Economics. This is what they cited here. It says Nigeria is the 146th least corrupt nation out of 180 countries, according to the 2019 Corruption Perceptions Index reported by Transparency International. And this is the person they want to head up the World Trade Organizations, who we are part of that organization as the United States, that's supposed to ensure fairness across companies, across multiple countries. Now back to what we were talking about earlier. I continue here. Notably, she was finance minister in the Nigerian government twice. First under President Olusegun from 2003 to 2006. Then again from 2011 to 2015 under President Goodluck. So we'll just call that person that. That was the president from 2011 to 2015. He's going to come up again. When she was named Minister of Finance and Coordinating Minister for the Economy, and it continues, though she was never charged with corruption in 2015, almost $20 billion was discovered lost after an audit by PricewaterhouseCoopers of state oil revenues. She also convinced Goodluck to lift gasoline subsidies in 2012, triggering massive street protests as many Nigerians see cheap gasoline as the only benefit they get from the country's vast oil wealth. Cutting such subsidies is standard World Bank fare. So as you can see, they couldn't even keep their own house in order. She stayed silent throughout this entirety of all this corruption happening within this administration. And just to reinforce this is coming from Yahoo Finance saying that Okonjo, Nigeria's hope to head the WTO. It says down here, not everyone agrees she has an impeccable track record. Okonjo may have done some box-checking technocratic transparency reforms in her ministry, but the fact is nearly $1 billion a month were going missing from oil revenues when she was finance minister, said Sarah Shias, author of Thieves of State, a book about corruption, I think it's a shame that she is even being considered for the role. This is relating to the WTO, said Shies. There is an appetite for this kind of good news story at a time when diversity issues are paramount. Being female and black doesn't hurt. There you go, folks. So not only is the Biden administration taking identity politics to the next level here in the United States to gaslight us and divide us even further, they're taking it global, folks. And that is a big concern for you and for companies here in the United States and for our ability to maintain steady job records that Trump set under his administration. Now, I want to wrap this up with this article talking about China pushing this person, Ocasio. Now, I told you about Trump wanting to promote the candidate from South Korea. Now, South Korea does not rate at the very bottom of corruption indexes. Okay, South Korea is a first world country that we have long-standing relationship with and experience with, who we can trust. And it says here, this is coming from U.S.-China relations. It talks about WTO, U.S. vetoes appointments of Nigeria's Ocasio. China's choice to lead the global trade body. China's choice to lead the global trade body. Now, as we know, China is allowed to buy America, but we're not allowed to buy China. And there's been a longstanding history of China doing all kinds of manipulation. And this is why they're backing somebody from a very, very corrupt country. There was one thing I wanted to outline here. It says here, quote, China also took to the floor for a meeting to say that it, quote, supported the process of the Troika and that the process has been well run and they respect the outcome, Rockwell said, the implication being that China supports Ocasio. Well, there you have it, folks. Beijing Biden getting all kinds of outward pressure from the French and from other organizations who are part of this WTO, who are upset and got their panties in a bunch because Donald Trump wouldn't cave in to Big Red China. And that is why, because they know that, you know, the Chinese have been playing protectionism while buying America. But the minute that Donald Trump stood up to these global entities and to the big club, all of a sudden our so-called foreign allies are bucking us when it comes to this. When we want somebody from a country that's not as corrupt, right? And they're pushing up this Nigerian corrupt official. Let me know what you think down in the comment section below. Again, this is a special investigative segment. Consider subscribing to Big Talk, Little Talk if you follow conservative media. We will keep an eye out on this. Smash the like button, and I'll catch everybody in the next video. Peace.